Fire remote, this is VOA News. I'm Mike Brown. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating a potential crime involving bribery and presidential pardons, according to a court document unsealed. The document released by the chief judge for the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia was heavily redacted with the names of the people involved blacked out. Prosecutors told the court they expected to find evidence that certain individuals illegally acted as lobbyists to senior White House officials to secure a pardon or a reprieve of sentence for someone whose name is also redacted in the document. The document also cites a related bribery conspiracy scheme involving offering a substantial political contribution in exchange for a pardon or reprieve of sentence. Separately, Tuesday, the New York Times reporting that President Donald Trump has discussed with advisors the prospect of granting preemptive pardons to his sons, Eric and Donald Jr., as well as his daughter, Ivanka, and personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee says healthcare workers and nursing home residents should be among the first Americans to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The decision by the committee comes as U.S. records record numbers of coronavirus cases across the country. The FDA is considering an emergency request from Pfizer to authorize the use of its vaccine. Moderna said Monday it also would apply for emergency authorization of its vaccine. As always, for additional news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S.